We are in a Sivo Shalom on Parshat Shmot, on the piece on page Lamed Aleph, V'yinei hasneh, bo'er ba'esh v'hasneh, enenu ukal. Says the Sivo Shalom, quoting the Pasuk, V'yar malach Hashem elav v'labat esh mitoch hasneh. This is the story when Moshe Rabbeinu sees the burning bush. A malach of Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a fire, mitoch hasneh, from within the bush. Vayar, and he saw, v'hinei hasneh bo'er ba'esh, he saw that the bush was burning on fire, v'hasneh eninu ukal, but the sneh, the bush, was not being consumed. Vayomer Moshe says, asurana ve'er'et ha'mar'eha gadol hazeh, I'm going to turn my face and see this tremendous sight. Madua lo yivar hasneh, why is this sneh, why is this bush not being consumed? Vayar Hashem kisar lirot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Moshe turned to see this bush. Vayikra elav mitoch hasneh, and he called out to him from within the bush. Vayomer al tikrav halom, he said, don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe through this burning bush, don't come close. Al tikrav halom shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, ki ha'makom asher ata omer alav admat koreshu. Shal na'alecha, take off your shoes from on your feet, because the ground, this place that you're standing on, is a holy place. That's the quote from the Parsha. Says the Nesivos Shalom in the last line of the first paragraph, Yesh leva'eh, we have to explain. Inyan ha'mar'eh ha'gadol hazeh, what is this tremendous sight that Moshe saw? Asher ha'eh HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe terem shalcho, that what's the meaning of this awesome sight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe before sending him out? He was about to send him to redeem the Jewish people. Why did he have to see this image? What was the meaning of this snare, of this bush that was burning but was not being consumed? Terem shalcho demashma shebemar'e hazeh tamun sora shlichut. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything randomly. So it must be that somehow, hidden within this image of this burning bush that's not being consumed, is the secret of why Moshe is being sent in the first place. Next paragraph. V'yesh la'avin ha'inyan. Al pimad ita b'svarim ha'kadoshim, b've'or ma'amar ha'katuv. We can understand this based on how the Svarim ha'kadoshim, the Holy Svarim, explain the following pasuk. Ki b'chipazon yatzata me'eret Mitzrayim. That when the Jewish people left Egypt, they left with great haste. They left b'chipazon in great haste. Quickly. De'ayot shehayu shku'im b'memtet sh'arei tuma. Why did the Jewish people have to leave so quickly from Mitzrayim? A very famous concept. That the Jewish people were on what's referred to as the 49th level of spiritual impurity. Memtet sh'arei tuma. The 49th gate of spiritual impurity. What's so significant about that? Is that basically, everything that exists through a paradigm of seven. That's why when a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, there are 7 days in creation. Seven is the fundamental building block of creation itself. That's also why mirrored, and it's the same thing, it's two different ways of saying the same thing, mirrored on a more spiritual level, we talk about the seven sfirot, or the seven midot. Seven fundamental building blocks. The idea of 49 is that it's even more intense than the seven. And see if you can follow the logic here, which is that if we're saying that there are seven fundamental building blocks to everything, and let's say one of those building blocks is, like the first of the sfirot, let's say, is chesed. Second one is gvura. Third one is tiferet. Right? So you have these seven fundamental building blocks. And they are the fundamental building blocks of everything that exists. That means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created chesed, what did he create chesed out of? Those same seven fundamental building blocks. Meaning chesed is comprised of chesed, vura, tiferet, netzach, hod, yisod, malchut. Meaning even the building blocks themselves are comprised of those same elements. Because they're the fundamental building blocks of everything. And yes, it goes on infinitely. But once you've said that even the fundamental building blocks are made of those same fundamental building blocks, you sort of said everything. If there are seven fundamental building blocks, and they're each made out of all seven, you get seven times seven, which is 49. That's where the concept of 49 comes from. 49 is a way of saying all of the fundamental pieces in all of their parts. All of the fundamental pieces in all of their parts. That's one way of looking at it. And we're talking about even something like the spherot or the midot. We're talking about the kedusha, but they also have a negative side in tum'ah. There's the negative. You can fall in all of those areas. So there are seven primary elements of Tumah. 7 times 7 is 49. 49 is as deep as you can go into something. 49 is as deep as you can go into that Tum'ah. When the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they were on the 49th level of Tum'ah. Can you go past 49? The answer is yes. That is a little bit of understanding of this concept of the 50th gate. The 50th gate, which is one step beyond. And once one enters the 50th gate, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. That's the idea. We see also, and of course, all of these numbers are parallel when you look at them in all areas of Torah. You have a Shemitah cycle, which is 7 years. 7 times 7. You get 7 Shemitah cycles. You have one above the 50th, and then you get a Yovel. It's the same idea. And on Yovel, everything goes crazy. It's beyond. It's beyond. It's the same idea. So what happened? When the Jews were in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim which was the source of Tum'ah, the Tum'ah was tremendous, the spiritual impurity was tremendous. They sunk to the 49th level of spiritual impurity, which meant they were one step away. Had they gone to 50, there was no coming back. Had they gone to the 50th level of Tum'ah, they would have been gone forever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take them out really fast, because if they go one more level down, they're gone. Love you. That's the idea of them being on the 49th level of spiritual impurity. They were as impure as it was possible to get. And had they gone one step forward, that would have been the end. So let's now plug it in. Let's see where he goes with this. They were on the 49th level of Tum'ah, of spiritual impurity. And had they fallen to the 50th gate, if they went to the 50th level, he says here, they would have been totally destroyed, totally gone. There was no coming back. That's the end of the Jewish people. That's why they had to leave immediately, quickly, with such great haste. They had to run out. Pen b'hashra'am od ma'at, lest if they had seen even a little bit more, yiplu chas v'shalom m'shar hanu, they would have fallen to the 50th level. Achein tzarich b'yor, but says the Nesiv Shalom. That's great that the Tzvarim HaKadoshim, they give that answer. But achein tzarich b'yor, we have to explain. There's a fundamental question on this, and there are later Mepharshim who open this up and ask this. Meaning, what are we saying? They kept on falling. They started with the first level of Tum'ah, and then the second, and the third, and they fell all the way to the 49th level of Tum'ah. And they were on the brink of destruction. I've got a great idea, God. Instead of having them run out like crazy when they're on the 49th level, take them out on 48. Or 47. They were still doing pretty badly. Why let them get that far? I mean, the reason why they have to run out is because they're so low. But the only reason that they got so low is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to reach 49 and we're making them run out. So take them out at 48, or take them out at 47, or take them out at 30. They're plenty tame if that's the goal. But why wait till they're at the end and they have to run out b'chipazon? Why do we understand that? Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu wait that long to make them have to run out? What's the meaning behind that? He says here, "Ela omek ha'inyan bazen." Let's get to the depth of it. Besides, he's jumping right into the depth of it. Al derech mashal. He gives a beautiful mashal. He gives this in here and in other places. It's one of my favorite mashalim, and it's so powerful for life. Al derech mashal legarin hazera shenizra ba'adama. It's like a seed that you plant in the ground. Dekodem markiv hagarin ad shalonish arbo ki im kusta dechiyuta. What happens? When you take a seed and you put it in the ground, when you put that seed in the ground, it's cut off from light, it's cut off from everything. And what actually happens to that seed is, the seed begins to die. And the seed continues on this process of death. And it shrivels up. And then suddenly what happens is, when there's nothing left but the tiniest spark of life, the plant begins to sprout. Only once it's on the brink of death does the plant begin to sprout. That's how it actually works. Kusta dechiyuta is the spark of life. Only once all that's left of that spark of life, then malchil latzmecha begins to sprout. Ki lo titachim smicha mekudeshet elakasher kodem la ha'edar. Because he says, what's the idea here? The only way you can give birth, you can give rise to something new, the only way something new can sprout is only once the thing that came before begins to pass away. V'chol zman shelo nirkav hayashan. And only until, only once, that which is old has shriveled and died. Ein hachadash hakol esmiach. Only then, and only not until then, can that which is new begin to sprout. Omnam. Im yitrakev legamrei. However, if that seed continues to disintegrate past that point, and that spark of life is no longer in it, it also can't sprout. Meaning, until it's at the brink of death, it won't sprout. And if it waits too long and it dies, it also can't sprout. It's only in that moment when all that's left is the kusa dechiyuta. When all that's left is that one spark of life, that's when new life comes forth. Meaning the time for this new thing to sprout is when the seed is between being totally lost and being too established, meaning it's still alive. Meaning only in the moment. When all that's left is the spark of life, when only thing that's there is the spark of life, that's when something new can sprout forth. And that was the reality of Kol Yisrael Mitzrayim. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. They were on the place where they were on the brink of destruction, except for that spark of life. All that was left is a little bit of life left inside before they went to the 50th gate. Vidavka az, and it was specifically that time. Vidavka az bina ha'adar l'kiyum, when they were in that place between total being able to sustain themselves and total destruction. They were living in that zone. Hayazman smichatam mechudeshet. That was when they could sprout forth into something new. That was when they could sprout forth into Klal Yisrael. So tziam ha'kadosh baruch hu mitzrayim v'nolad am chadash ha'am ha'nifchar la'Hashem. That they were able to go out of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to take them out of Mitzrayim, and they were born as a brand new people, the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh inyan, and that's the whole concept of, ki b'chipazon yatzata mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that we were taken out with haste, we were taken out quickly. Shekodem lachin, beforehand, i'efshar haya lehotziyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't take them out before they hit 49. Vigamlo miuchar yoter shisha'er akusa dechiyuta mikochai yuchal likael. Berega zeshe ben adar vakiyum. Meaning, if he would have taken them out earlier, then it would have been too early. They weren't yet at the brink. And if he took them out afterward, it would have been too late. This was the moment. And they had Akadosh Baruch Hu said, "This is the moment. If it would have been earlier, we wouldn't have been able to. If we would wait even longer, we can't. Now's the moment. We got to run." Huazman ra'oy letzmicha mechudeshet al am nifchar. That's the ability to sprout forth this whole new reality of the chosen people. V'zehu inyan hamar'eh ha'gadol. I assume he's going to talk about it, but pause there for a second. Such a powerful concept. There are times in life. There are times in life where things don't seem to be going in a positive direction. There are times in life where we struggle. There are times in life where we genuinely feel like we're at the end. We may have been there. We may be able to think of those moments. And if not, there will be moments where there will be times where those things come. And it's such a deep concept that sometimes when we feel like we're at our lowest and we don't understand why it feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us and allowed us to get to this place, allowed us to sink so low, allowed us to get to the brink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No! Well, now we're here. You're right, there's nothing left. You're right, it seems like everything is lost. You're right, it feels like I'm one step away and it's all going to be over." To realize that that's the moment, from that moment, a whole new reality can spring forth. That it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let me Yeah, let me fall to that place. He's not going to necessarily push me there. Maybe yes, maybe no. But he may let me fall to that place. So I can get to a place where I'm on the brink. There's nothing left of what I was, but I'm still here. And all that's left is that kusta d'chiyuta, that spark of life. Because from that fundamental spark of life can come something totally new. A whole new avodas Hashem that I never knew I could do. A whole new eved Hashem that I never knew I could be. A whole new life that I never knew I could lead. Everything can come from that spark of life that comes at the end. A seed can't do anything. A seed can't do anything. But when that plant grows, when that tree grows, the beautiful flowers, the tremendous fruits, the strong oaks, where does that all come from? It all comes from the seed. But it comes from that entire seed being stripped down so close to nothing. And just that spark of life. And from that spark of life, something so small can become the most powerful oak in the world. But it comes from being at that brink. And to remember in those moments when we feel like we're close to the end, that we're also close to a totally new beginning. It's an incredibly powerful concept. If I'm that close to the end, it means I'm literally standing on the brink of a new beginning that I never could have imagined, that I never could have accomplished without being at this point. And something whole new inside of me, a whole new life, comes forth. I become something totally different. I become something totally new. That's the kusa d'chiyuta. We're all sitting here and learning Torah because we are Klal Yisrael. How did Klal Yisrael come about? Because we got to the brink, we were almost gone. And something new sprouted called Klal Yisrael. Something new sprouted called the Amma Nivchar. The whole Jewish people came from that spark of life. From being so close to the end, and then bringing forth something that was never in the world before, and that has sustained in the world ever since. It's an amazing, amazing concept. Let's see how he brings it back to the bush, and let's see how he brings it back, and see if he applies it, if he in his own words applies it to our lives. He says, "V'zeu inyan ha-mar'eh ha-gadol shir'ahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-Moshe b'reishit shlichuto." And that's dafka what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe when he was sending him to make this happen. He's sending him to take the Jewish people out. And on the way out, he shows them this bush that's not being consumed. It's on fire, but it's not being consumed. V'hineh asnebu er ba'esh v'asneh enenu ukal. The bush is burning, but it's not being consumed. Kolchot ha-tumah holchim u'machlim et klal Yisrael. Aval asneh enenu ukal. So beautifully saying, this is what's happening. The sneh is Klal Yisrael. The sneh is on fire. It's burning. It's mamish burning up. It's burning up to the point where on fire like that, there's not going to be anything left. But what is Klal Yisrael? It doesn't matter if it's on fire. It doesn't matter if it looks like it's about to be destroyed. It may be burning, but Klal Yisrael will never be consumed. Klal Yisrael never is going to be destroyed. And that's what he's showing him as he's beginning the shlichut. He's beginning this mission. She'enenu nisrafim legamrei. That Klal Yisrael will never be burnt up entirely. Ela nishar be'em adayin. They're still now. You think to yourself, they've been slaves for over 200 years. They're slaves in Mitzrayim, in the most tumidic place in the world. There's no way to get them out. There's no hope for them. The answer is no. You see the fire, but inside the fire, the sneh is still there, the bush is still there, Klal Yisrael is still there. And it might be all they have left is that spark of life, but that's the point. That's all they need is the spark of life. Because that's where all new life comes from. V'al zeh yitpalei Moshe. And that's why Moshe was like totally like, went wild when he saw this. V'yomer, and he says, Asura na ve'ar'eh tamar'eh gadol hazeh. Let me turn and look at this tremendous sight. Madua lo yiveres neh, why is this bush not being consumed? Moshe tam'a mahu koach akusa d'chiyut Hashem. He wasn't blown away by a bush that wasn't being consumed. He understood the message. And he was overwhelmed by the concept that deep down in Klal Yisrael was this spark of life. A spark that couldn't be put out. A spark that could make Klal Yisrael. That's what blew him away. He thought to himself, I never would have imagined, how could they be so immersed in Tumah, so immersed in spiritual impurity? And that they're still not being consumed. I never could have imagined, said Moshe. That's what Mama struck him. That Klal Yisrael so far down. Klal Yisrael so much in that Tumah. Yes, all that's left is the Kusa Dechiyuta. All that's left is the spark of life, but that is everything. Next paragraph. Omnam, however, Inyara Kusa Dechiyuta Shenin Sabahem Hu Kimamar Chazal Brach Bizchut HaEmuna Nigalu Avotim Mitzrayim. This concept of this spark of life that's inside of them, it's like Chazal say, it's in the schus of Emunah, it's in the merit of Emunah that our forefathers were redeemed from Mitzrayim. The Hainu Sheb Mitzrayim Lo Hayalahem Uma Shari Shakub Mem Tetzarei Tumah. Again, realize, they were on the 49th level of Tumah. They were totally impure. They had nothing left. What could they have had at the 49th level of Tumah? And the answer is, all that was left was Emunah. And that Emunah was the spark of life. That Emunah is the spark of life. V'rak shorash Emunah nisharabim. All that was left was the root of Emunah. K'te'it the bechesed la'avram, as the chesed la'avram says, sha'amunah hi bechinat koach hayuli. That Emunah, that's mamish, again, like the spark of all life in the universe. Shehi b'shorash nishmot Yisrael shim chelek alok, eshchelek Hashem imo. That it's the root of the neshama of a Jew, which is mamish coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ufchinato yoredet ad bechinat tachtona shebin nefesh adam. And that aspect goes down till it's mamish in the nefesh of a person. It's deep inside the nefesh of a person. Lachin, ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim nikru. That's what we're called, people who believe, or are the children of people who believe. Rotze lomar shekein yisod nafsham mishoresh ha'emunah v'ameh. That at the root of our souls, in the very depth of our being, is that spark of life, and that spark of life is that spark of Emunah that's inside of every single one of us. And he explains, V'hainu, D'gam kasher Yehudi nimsa b'matzavim ha'shfeilim b'yoter. Even when we're in the lowest place, we're mamish, again, we feel like we're at the end. We've sinned and we feel like we're mamish going off. Life went crazy. We didn't sin. We're still doing our avodas Hashem. But it feels like my life is crumbling around me. It feels like everything is falling apart. It feels like with everything that's going on in my life right now, how can I keep going forward? Whatever causes that to happen, where I feel like I'm mamish at the end. And it's their feeling is real, but the situation is okay. Like, again, that moment of like, your boyfriend dumps you after 3 weeks. And you feel like, how can I go forward in life? More seriously, someone in your family, lo aleinu, gets sick. And you feel like your whole life is falling apart, chas v'shalom. Person loses their job and doesn't know where to go. Whatever the case is, from things which are objectively silly but internally very meaningful, to things that are objectively very serious and internally are very traumatizing. Whether our situation brings us to the end, whether our actions bring us to the brink, and we feel like we're mamish, totally gone. I feel like I'm in the 49th level of Tumah. I feel like there's no way back. I mamish feel like there's no way back. I mean, even cases, you know, have cases like here in seminary, every year, somebody, I'm sure there are less people who feel this way, but at least one person comes to me. I'm sitting and I'm going to every shir, and I'm going to every, I'm learning. And I feel I'm disconnected from everything. It's a feeling of Tumah. I feel totally disconnected. And that can happen to a person. It may have already happened to you at some point this year. It may yet happen to somebody here this year. It is a normal part of the process. It does happen. But I feel like I'm at the end. I'm doing everything. I'm davening. I'm learning. I'm mamish doing everything. And I feel connected to nothing, Rabbi. What do I do? There are moments where we feel like we're mamish at the end, where we feel like we're mamish nowhere. We feel like we're mamish dafka somewhere, and we're at the 49th level of Tumah. I'm at the end. Again, whether it's just feeling disconnected, whether it's a situation in life, or again, whether lo aleinu, I sinned and I brought this upon myself. Chai v'kayam koach ha'emunah b'pnimiyut nafsho. Forever and ever and ever, and never forget this. there's a spark of emunah inside of me, a spark of faith inside of me, a spark of faithfulness inside of me, a spark of connectivity to a Kaddish Baruch Hu inside of me that can't be put out. That's still there. And that emunah, that's the spark of life. Mimena tchilat hatzmicha mechudeshet. That's where a whole new life can come forth. From that emunah, I can become a whole new person, a whole new Ovid Hashem. V'alzeta Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashalom. V'hein lo yaminu li v'lo yishma b'koli. Moshe at the burning bush turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, no, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to have emunah in me. And they're not going to listen to my voice. She'asavur shegam emunah kvar piguma etzlam. Basically, what was he deeply saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're totally gone. There's no emunah left in them. 210 years of Mitzrayim, they're done. There's no emunah there. And there's no hope for them. She'legodel atuma sheba. Hey, because of the tremendous tumah that they're in. Lo yitachein shisharat slam emunah b'taharata. There's no way that there's going to be pure emunah left inside of Klal Yisrael. There's no way. In Mitzrayim, after this much time, they're done. V'im kein. Lo notar bahem kusta dechiyuta. There's no spark of life left. What are you talking about? V'lachein amar. And that's why it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Asura na ver'eh tamar'eh gadol hazeh madua lo yiver'asneh. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. I need to turn and see this crazy vision. I need to go and see this crazy sight. It's a bush that's burning. It's basically dead. But how is it not being consumed? But it's burning, but it's still there. Because you can be full of tumah, but the emunah is still there. That doesn't get consumed. It's mamish still there. How could it be that this spark of life, this purity of emunah, af al godel esha, al af godel esha tzma, despite the fire of impurity, how could that emunah still be there? Ve'yishiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to him, shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, take off your shoes, ki ha'makom asher ata omed alav admat kodeshu, because the space that you're standing in is a holy space. Take off your shoes. How does he explain this? Hamakom asher ata omed alav meromeis. What is it hinting to? The space that you're on? Bnei Yisrael shata omedu medaber otam. You're talking about Klal Yisrael? What does it mean? You're talking about Klal Yisrael. You're standing in Klal Yisrael. You're standing in the midst of Klal Yisrael and you're talking about them? Yisrael him kodesh kadashim. Take off your shoes. Because right now you're standing in the midst of a discussion about Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is kodesh. So take off your shoes while you talk about Klal Yisrael. Remember that they always have emunah. You're wrong. There's always kedusha there. There's always emunah there. That never goes away. Beautiful pshat. Ve'af be'yot yudim mishukah be'memtet sharei tuma. Even when a Jew's on the 49th level of tuma, kayam bo koach emunah, he still has emunah. K'ma'amar maran milakovich shal yudi la'amin shuma'amin. What is the main thing that a Jew needs to believe? What does a Jew need to never forget? A Jew needs to always believe that you're a believer. Never forget that you are a believer. Never believe that you are a ma'amin. Always have emunah in your emunah. At the very least, maintain your emunah in your emunah. Shal yudi la'amin shu ma'amin. Va'af kishe'eno margish ki ya'amin ki v'pnimiyut nafsho ma'amin hu ela she'avim mechasim eru et or emunah. And even when I don't feel that emunah, it's still there. On a sunny day, in Beit Shemesh even, when the clouds cover the sun, can you see the sun? No. But is the sun still there? Of course it is. Do you have any doubt in your mind that behind the dark clouds, the sun is still there? No. When the dark clouds of life pass by and cut off the light of my emunah, I need to have emunah that behind those clouds is my emunah. Just like the sun is behind those clouds, my emunah is behind those clouds. My emunah is behind that darkness. My emunah is behind that lack of clarity. I know it's still there. And I'm going to bring it back out. I'm going to bring it back out. A few lines left. Ha'emunah mushreshet b'pniyut nafsho shel yehudi mi'avot avoteinu. The emunah is rooted in our neshamas from our avos. K'ma'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe. B'nai ma'aminim, b'nai ma'aminim heim. They're ma'aminim, sons of ma'aminim. We come from Avram, we come from Yitzchak, we come from Yaakov. We come from Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And they built an emunah into the fabric of Klal Yisrael that exists in me, and that can never be taken away. V'af sh'asneh bo'er ba'esh. And even though that sneh, that bush is burning, and then ukal, it's not consumed. Shebechol matzav shehu lo nichbe koach emunah b'pnibut nafsham. Doesn't matter what situation we're in, that emunah can never be snuffed out. And that spark of life, that spark of life that can mamash bring you out of Mitzrayim. It's such a powerful concept. No matter what situation we are in life, in the times in life that are darkest, that are most challenging, I feel like I'm at the end. Again, hold it close. Remember, when you feel like you're at the end, when you feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you, He's never abandoned you. He never abandons us. When I feel like I'm at the end, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me here to become something I never imagined that I could be. That at times I need to leave behind what I was to become something so much greater. And in those moments when I feel like there's no hope, I have to have emunah in my emunah. To have faith in my faith. To be faithful to my faithfulness. But that emunah is still there. That spark of life is always there. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zochet to grow only in positive places, only in positive ways. But to recognize that sometimes the best path of growth is coming like that seed to the brink of death and becoming something totally new. Bezrat Hashem, we should all sprout into the amazing Ovdei Hashem that we were meant to be. And through that, see the sprouting of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Be'ezrat Hashem, Amen.